This is Pastor John. It's New Year's Day, 2010, in the United States of America, here in Los Angeles, California, in the Lucy Coleman Studio. Thank you so much for joining me. There will always be one more song for you. There will always be one more Bible study. There will always be another hour of encouragement. As long as there's breath left in my body, I will do it. I want to start off the year 2010 not by making a resolution, but by doing a webcast. That's right. Somebody invited me by for some black eyed peas and cornbread, stuff like that. High cholesterol, high velocity food. I don't know. I'm just thinking about going to a restaurant, maybe getting a nice salad and chilling out and coming back home and doing January 2nd's webcast. Thank you for joining me. I'd like to have as a theme scripture, and I think I'd like to start off this year with this theme scripture, because this scripture, I think you really understand where I'm coming from and what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to establish. Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Boy, what a scripture. First scripture that I read that had an impact on me in the year 2010. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My food, Lord, is to do your will who sent me and to finish his work. Oh, I get tired. Yeah, I get tired just like you get tired. And I say sometimes, get somebody else to finish it. Dag nabbit, get somebody else to do it. Because I'm sure enough tired. I'm kerplunked. I'm tired of it all. These people make me sick. Oh, if Mark Ramsey, how many times has he heard me say that? Brother called me this morning. I was in bed watching the Rose Parade. Did y'all watch it? Didn't you see it in sunny Southern California? Wasn't it beautiful? Looking at the San Gabriel Mountain Range, man, as those Navy fighter jets came over and all of that kind of stuff. Just said, my goodness, you probably watching the Rose Bowl game right now and you're saying, my goodness, I want to move out there. No, you don't. You really don't want to move out here. I'm thinking about Carsten Miller there in Maryland. All that snow. Stay there, man. And all that snow, all that sleet, all that stuff. And read John chapter 4, verse 34. Carsten, is your food to do the will of him that sent me, or to send you and finish his work? Like to give a shout out to Stand Up Ministry, right? They still got me attached to their website. Hey, is it you guys' food to do the will of him that sent you and to finish his work? I want to caution you as you do it, because everybody that tries to get next to you ain't doing his will. They're doing their own. And you can tell that. Listen. You know what? Just exegeting this verse. As a matter of fact, I think I will do it. Let me grab my Greek. This is going to be the first Greek grabbing session of 2010. I love doing these webcasts because I get a golden opportunity to go to my library and see what it says in the Greek. Let's see what's happening in this particular verse. Well, there's my neighbors riding bikes down the street and enjoying the sunny Southern California sunshine as I'm here burning in the Lucy Coleman studio. Because of the disciples' lack of understanding, Jesus told them plainly what his food was. And I believe that, and I thank God for giving me. Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell you. I'm quoting from a great book called The Complete Biblical Library. You can't find them in print anymore. When they printed them, it was done by World Library Press, Inc., and they are located in Springfield, Missouri. But you can't find it. Maybe a preacher died and you can get the whole series. I would admonish you to try to get the whole series, New and Old Testament. It has the finest Greek transliterated and Hebrew transliterated stuff that you can have as a layman studying your Bible. Now, you can find other good commentaries. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that this is the only thing that's out there. But I kind of like this one. But anyhow, if you look at verse 33, and let's do that, and so that we can keep it up within the context of what is happening here. You remember in John chapter 4, it was a woman at the well, and when they came back to the well, they saw Jesus talking to this Samaritan woman. By that time, she had left her water pot and went on into Samaria and told her friends to come and see a man that told me all things that I ever did. And she asked in verse 29, could this be the Christ? In other words, Jesus sparked some curiosity in her. And then it says, and they went out of that city and came to him. Now, when the people of Sychar, I think it was, where was that? Let me see. Let me start that up. I don't want to get the, I don't want to get that wrong. I want to have the, I want to have the city right. Okay, yeah. It was a woman. Let me going up to the right verse here. Yeah. Okay. Just want to get the, see, whenever you are doing a Bible study, you want to make sure that you have all of your facts correct before you give out some inappropriate, especially when you do an impromptu Bible study for you Bible teachers. If you're going to do it as a recording for someone else to listen to, make sure that you have your facts together, because if you don't have your facts together and you begin to ramble about subject matter, even though I've read this so many times, but Jesus strikes up a conversation with this Samaritan woman. So she runs into town to get her friends to come and see this man. Now, in the meantime, his disciples were urging him when they came back in from the city. They had gotten some food, and they were trying to encourage him to eat something. They were trying to say, come on, Rabbi, our teacher, eat, in verse 31. Now, verse 32, Jesus answers and says, I have food to eat of, which you do not know. Now, of course, therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anybody brought him anything to eat? In other words, he said, they were saying, wait a minute, who brought him something to eat? We the ones that went into the city to get something to eat. We brought him, in other words, they were saying, it's time for you to, well, they were questioning among themselves, and they became confused as to why Jesus was not eating. And could anyone have brought him food while they were gone? Now, that's normative. That's a normal exegetical insight to John chapter 4, verse 33. In other words, hath any man brought him anything to eat? They began to wonder. Now, Jesus is answering this doubt or this dilemma that they have about themselves in the most extraordinary way. I'm thinking about it because a Christian friend of mine was admonishing me, come on out to our house and eat. You know, they've been doing this the whole holiday season to me. And I would have been far much healthier if I had not gone out to their homes and eaten. Telling you, I went to a New Year's. It really wasn't a New Year's celebration last night. They were showing the movie Star Trek, the latest one, on a big screen that they have in surround sound. They had chicken wings and you know, the little finger foods and cheese and all that kind of stuff. And I ate my fill. It was nice. But I came home after that. I was going to spend the night there at a friend's home, but I said, nah, because I wanted to stay up and have an intellectual talk all night, and nobody wanted to talk. So I said, well, I can just go on home and crash, me and bro man. But let's take a close look at Jesus' answer here. When he says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Jesus told them plainly what his food was. He was saying, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. In other words, food gives nourishment, refreshment, and energy. Jesus found his nourishment in his communion with the Father. Simple teaching, simple illustration. Jesus finds his nourishment, his satisfaction in communing with God. Now, that should be the same with us. Our satisfaction shouldn't come in, well, I don't have anywhere to go to get some sweet potatoes, black-eyed peas, and cornbread. I got somewhere to go. I'm going to drive all the way out to Greg's house probably later on. I don't even care about seeing the Oregon Ducks and the Ohio Buckeyes. Is that who's playing in the Rose Bowl? Yeah, I think so. I'm not even concerned about seeing those two teams play, though I wouldn't mind it. It's a good defensive team against a good offensive team. All right? But that's not what I live for. Now, I want to make 2010, and it's a pivotal 10 years here, because we're embarking on another 10 years. And I want to tell you, the last 10 years went by so, so fast. It is unbelievable how quick those 10 years went by. In other words, look at this, look at this, look at this. When you look at the word will, thalima in the Greek, when he says in this verse, my food is to do the will, the thalima. It carries the idea of the Father's good pleasure. That thalima, we would see it as will, but it means I must bring pleasure to God. Now, this is a concept that we as human beings don't think of very often. Well, God doesn't need anything for us. I've heard you say it, Pastor John. God is so large and we're so small, he wouldn't waste his time trying to gain some pleasure from us. Pastor John, I heard you say that God will wipe us out in an earthquake and kill us all at the drop of a hat. No, you're not reading Jesus. You got to see what he said. In other words, what pleased the Father pleased the Son. See, we pick up something here. He's trying to teach his disciples a lesson. He's trying to teach us a lesson. He's trying to teach me a lesson. John, what, Lord? What pleases my Heavenly Father pleases me. What pleases me pleases my Heavenly Father. Are you, John, pleasing the Heavenly Father? Are you, John, pleasing me? Now, then he comes down into the second part of the verse and he says, and to finish his work. Now, these words are in agreement with the words to do, okay? Because you can't finish something if you haven't started to do anything. And I believe that many of us, including myself at times, especially during the holiday season, haven't done anything for God. Anything. Now, let's look at this. The word to do for the first part of the statement, thus to do, is parallel with to accomplish. Okay, that's what we see in the NASB translation. I have to accomplish. I have to complete that. I have to carry it through. I have to get the will and the work. And they're analogous statements here because you can't do the work unless you have a will to do it. I think that you're smart enough to know what I'm talking about. It's New Year's Day. Some would say, John, do you ever take a break? All I've had to eat today is a little cup of yogurt and two pieces of toast. I really don't have an appetite for anything else. But as I walked in the studio, excuse me, the hiccups. That's why I got the hiccups, because I need to put some food in my system. But that's a secondary thing. The primary objective is to do the will of my Father who lives in heaven and to finish his work. I've been cold. I've been angry. I've been, oh goodness, evil, I guess you can call it that. And I need to do his will. Does God want me to be cold and angry and evil? That's how you do this verse here. The purpose for which the Father sent Jesus was to do his will and to fulfill his purpose. By to do and to accomplish, the Savior would finish his messianic mission. And all other hungers came under the control of the Father's will and the Father's work. Now, why is it that I knew that when I read that verse? That's why when I read that verse, when I came in the studio this morning, I said, oh, now I know what I have to do. I have to lay aside those hungerings, those cravings, those things that take me away from him, and to do his will, his work. That's the important thing to do. Now I understand. Now I read it. Let me say this, as this year's first webcast, will you join me in not only hungering and thirsting for righteousness, but because I could have gone to a lot of other scriptures, but I just want to stay there. Jesus said to them, to his disciples, and we get very hungry during the holiday season, don't we? Man, they're cooking this, they're cooking that. We can have this, we can have that. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. I have to accomplish what God has saved me for. This is me talking now. I have to do what God has, with divine purpose, committed and entrusted to my care. And I believe that he has spoken to my heart and commanded me to encourage you. So, for the next year, or however long he tells me, when you come to my website, you will hear a webcast. I pray to Christ every single day of the year. And I hope that you have the equipment to download it, to take it to heart, because these little insights into biblical Christianity will take you through the difficult times. I won't go into the details. I had one of the most difficult days of my life yesterday. I will not go into the details. Don't even ask me. And while I was leaving that particular area where I was, I prayed to God and I said, never in my life have I ever felt so dead on the inside. And I said, help me and help the others that I was ministering to. And he did. So my only response now is not to go and get a nice New Year's meal, but to do the will of him that called me. Man, I just think that is marvelous, a marvelous thing. Well, what I'm going to do now is I'm gonna do some more work here in the studio. I just want to say that I am so glad that you came by to visit me in my website today. I'm glad to help my brother through. There'll always be one more song for you. Thank you for coming by my website. I love you. Happy New Year to you. What a song to the dawn.